T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At the end of the day, defense, yes. You know, we were out there. We had an opportunity to close the game as a defense.
Well, you heard it in Robert Quinn's voice. You heard it in Jalen Johnson's voice earlier that something broke on the Bears, and now it appears the Bears are doing something about it, but in apparently Bearsy fashion. We are sorting out what happens now with the news that we received from Mark Conkle, the reporter at Patch.com, who reports today that Matt Nagy will coach his last game for the Bears Thursday in Detroit. A top source with knowledge of the decision told Patch. The timing is odd. The timing, especially with today and the media availabilities that are set. We don't know if all of these timetables and everything else, a hand could be forced by the fact that this leaked. Here to talk about that is a veteran NFL reporter, formerly with Monday Morning Quarterback and Sports Illustrated, and now with my favorite sports website outside of 670thescore.com. That would be defector.com, to which I'm a proud subscriber. Caitlin Kaler joins us. She is on Twitter at Caitlin Kaler. She is on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Caitlin, do you see this coming at all this way?
Yes and no. Yes, because, like, in your lead-in, you mentioned, you know, the players seemed broken. Something broke this past week. I mean, all you needed to do was watch Robert Quinn's press conference and think, oh, shit, you know, like, something's going to happen soon. But then, on the other hand, you see the Bears historically have never fired a coach in season, and I know we've discussed that over and over again, but, you know, that really made me think that they were just going to wait this out. And you think back to last season, you know, the same losing streak that they're on their way to now. You know, they had that 6-game losing streak last season and nothing happened. I mean, I think I expected it more last season because it seemed like it would be appropriate to have done it last season when you didn't have a direction for the quarterback. You know, there were a lot of questions with where the team was headed and they didn't do it. And instead, you know, we had that ridiculous press conference in January where they made it seem like coming back to make the playoffs after that losing streak was the reason they wanted to keep Nagy and Pace around for another go round, because that really showed, you know, courage and heart and collaboration and all of that. So, you know, that's why I'm surprised, is because they didn't do it when it made the most sense last year. And it does still make sense now, but, you know, like I tweeted, as you mentioned before, like, you know, I don't know why you would allow this coach to start over with a quarterback. And I guess maybe they just really didn't think they were going to have the opportunity to draft a rookie quarterback this spring.
I don't know how you tell him he's fired and then sort of have a gentleman's agreement to have him coach a game. I understand the extenuating circumstances here of a Thursday game and the fact that Fields himself is hurt. So, look, here's your boy Dalton. Go have fun with him. Go play in the sandbox one last time. Yeah. You know, it's all really kind of sad, but it's also professionally unfair, in my opinion, because that's a national game. And even though it's the Bears and the Lions, there's some Thanksgiving novelty value there. That's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. You know, there's people weighing in on you and your future, and you got to stand there and take those slings and arrows. I still doubt. I have a reasonable doubt of this actually happening the way they say it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I actually was trying to do some research before I got on here to see, you know, are there any other examples recently of lame duck you know, NFL coaches who have gone in to one more game or, I don't know, their final few games knowing, and the news is already out publicly that they will be done at the end of the season. And the most recent one I saw was, and I'm sure there's one more recent than this, but 2003, Jim Fossil with the New York Giants. He coached his last two games with the news being out that he would not be returning. And he was, I was reading a New York Post story, and he was quoted as saying that he wanted to get ahead of it because he knew the news would leak, in the way that, as we're seeing now, the news leaked with Nagy. So it isn't unprecedented for teams to do this. And I do think it happens pretty often that a staff is told, hey, if you don't achieve this by this date, or if you don't win this game, you know, we're moving on from you. It's just, how often does that actually leak and become public, which is what has happened here. And I think that's the difference. And somebody just replied to me on Twitter and said, John Fox and his staff, this is a Broncos reporter, John Fox and his staff were told in Carolina one day before the 2010 finale of the season that they wouldn't be back. So, you know, it's just like, does that, how often does that news leak before, you know, that coach has finished that game where they actually have to face the questions like Nagy is apparently, you know, going to have to face in about an hour, which I still can't believe. I still am going to be so stunned if that press conference actually happens.
Well, and also, regardless of what was agreed upon in any meeting as far as his severance or how this is going to work, and even if he said, yes, I'll coach one more game, and whatever the deal was, he can change his mind at any point because he's more powerful now in that way than he was beforehand. If he knows he's not going to be an employee, he should do what is right by him professionally. He should do what makes himself happier and looks out for the mental health of him and his family. At this point, I don't know what he might feel he still owes the Bears. It would be extremely awkward for me. Right. Like it, even for me, I don't know how many coaching firings have had the question of whether or not there was going to be a press conference, let alone a game. And I remember when the Bears fired Dick Geron, and he held a press conference post-firing, and he said that. And he said, I can say this now because I'm no longer the coach of the Bears. I don't want to take your – or I don't have to take your questions, and I'm not going to. And he kind of smiled his wry smile, and he walked away. You know, Ron Turner, when he was fired by Illinois, there was a press conference after the fact, let alone a whole game and all the attendant media involved in that.
Right. Yeah, it is going to be extremely awkward, but it's so Bears for it to go down this way. You know, I mean, and I think it's really interesting from a reporting sense, like what we've been able to learn this season. I mean, it's really, I'm going to beat the drum as always, but it's really sad that it's really unfortunate that we can't go into the locker room and really get a sense of what is going on with these players. Like, I mean, last night when I saw, you know, the Jordan Schultz report about, you know, the locker room, Nagy having lost the locker room, you know, I was like just so upset because of what we're missing by not being in the locker room. Like, there's so much to learn from the players just by watching them. You don't even have to talk to them, just by seeing how they act and like how they carry themselves in the locker room that we aren't seeing. We have very few places where we can observe the players anymore. So, you know, I feel like a lot of that is missing here. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it is just going to be so strange for them to handle it this way. But the one way we have been able to see, you know, Nagy's sort of, I guess, the, you know, evolution of his coaching here is I feel like when he, in his first season, feel like he was really personable, really likable. I think his press conferences went really well. And like, obviously they were winning, so that's part of it, but feel like he was a good communicator then. You know, people liked him, people were drawn to him. And then we've just seen over the last couple seasons, particularly this season, his press conferences have turned into just sort of like a nonsensical babble. Like, there's nothing to even learn from them anymore. And his answers aren't really answers. And yes, they're losing, and that's probably why. But it's just interesting because he went from someone I think we all, especially in the media, like reporters were like, this guy is a really good communicator, to this guy doesn't make any sense anymore. And I think that's the biggest thing, like, since we can't go into the locker room, that as reporters and fans, I think I've started picking up on it too this year.
Talking with Kaylin Kaler of Defector.com. She covers the NFL mostly for them. You can say that about anybody, the Defector, as far as mostly goes, and that's why it's fun. What do we watch now as far as sort of the Kremlinology of this? Who speaks for whom about what? I don't like to get too hung up on optics, but it kind of matters who's speaking on behalf of the team because of the other moves that could be made here. Even if Ryan Pace wanted to speak, we know he doesn't, but like at some point, someone involved has to be saying, look, either George McCaskey just says, I'm doing all the talking, or he is going to deputize some people to do some things. They've got to be really careful with this.
Yeah, I feel like you're right. I don't think it makes sense for Ryan Pace to be speaking about this. And it's kind of similar to, like, you know, when John Gruden had to resign, they put out Mike Mayock, and everybody was like, wait, what? Shouldn't Mark Davis be talking about this? So I think it would make the most sense for McCaskey to be the one talking, obviously, because if anyone made this decision, it would have been him. You know, or I guess you could put out like Ted Phillips or, you know, somebody like that. But yeah, I don't think it makes sense for Ryan Pace. And you mentioned it. He's not going to want to talk. We know he's very press conference averse. But I also think it's a good point of like, his job is certainly not safe, and I would be stunned if they kept him, you know, going into next season. I think they really just need to clean house, and they should have done it last year because, you know, I'm concerned about what this has done to Justin Fields.
Yep.
I don't want to make too much of it. I think he is a very mentally strong individual. I don't think he struggles with the same sort of, like, confidence and, you know, mental strength, toughness issues that maybe Trubisky did, but I think he's definitely more of a vocal leader and you know, has the fortitude to sort of withstand this year. But I mean, we've seen him have some really, really concerning games. You know, the Buccaneers game, I think that was the one where he was slumping, looking just extremely dejected on the bench. And I don't want to make too much of that, but I mean, he looked totally broken in that moment. And that is just not how you want to see a rookie cornerback look during their first season. And so, I don't know, it's just, I just feel like, sure, he developed in some way this season. We have seen him grow. We have seen him make incremental improvements. So, you know, that's good. We've seen some growth in his play. But I do think, like, this year is just going to set him back in a way that, you know, if they thought they had any chance of drafting a quarterback or, you know, if that was in the plans, and they should have, because if you look ahead at this draft class, like the quarterbacks of this draft class, we've known for a while have been much less talented and valuable than the quarterbacks of the 2021 group. So, you know, they should have known that. And so I just don't understand why it was a good idea to waste essentially what I see as a really crucial year in Justin Fields' development.
I agree with you, and I think communication with him is critical right now, because I'm trying to think, if I were Justin Fields, I'd be really kind of scared and think, like, well, who else is getting fired, and they're going to bring in some guy who didn't draft me and maybe wouldn't have wanted to have drafted me, and where does this leave me on my rookie contract? That there needs to be someone in the organization with some kind of outreach to him at the moment diplomatically.
Yeah, it's the same pattern as Trubisky, who started with John Fox. And you know, that didn't work. And obviously we can't say it's going to be the exact same situation, but, you know, I do think it's very disruptive to a quarterback to have them learn a new system in the second year and adjust when they're still trying to adjust to the NFL game in general. So it does concern me that there's just a whole lack of a plan here. So I hope that they do have some kind of internal plan, you know, for him to make him feel comfortable, because on the outside, it just seems like there was no advanced thought in this. And I actually remembered something. A source with the Bears told me, this is very early in the season when they decided to go with Andy Dalton as a starter, which, you know, I think was an interesting choice that we can look back on now and sort of, you know, try to analyze what that means. But, you know, a source told me then that Fields was pissed in practice about being put on scout team, you know, because that was something he hadn't really had to do, you know, during camp, obviously, because he got to take more reps with the ones. And two, so, you know, a source told me that he was like visibly like mad at being like now the scout team quarterback, which is obviously something you want to see in a rookie who's competitive. He wants a starting job, but now I'm kind of looking back on that a little bit differently and thinking, like, you know, it's possible he could have been mad at the coaching staff of being like, you know, why aren't I the guy? I don't know. So that's that. I'm sort of like looking back at a little bit differently now that I remember that.
Kalen Kaler, thank you as always. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and family. If you're getting together with family, please, my warmest regards to your dad.
Thank you. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.